This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. I'm Mike Ross, filling in for Dave, who returns on Monday. It's our final segment here on the news panel, and we're talking about Canadian sports fans getting a chance now to go back to live sporting events. They're filing back into stadiums across the country. What started as a few thousand fans for a Montreal Canadiens playoff game is now blossoming into full-blown sports schedules across the country. Toronto FC welcomed 15,000 fans into their stadium this week. The Blue Jays are going to do the same in about 7 days. The Calgary Stampede ran without too many limitations. And CFL teams will be welcoming fans at their fields in the near future as well. So my question is, with this return of professional sports, are you at all irked that it feels like, it seems like, the travel restrictions, the quarantine rules that have applied to so many regular folks, people who've wanted to see their family members who may live in another country but haven't been able to do so, haven't been able to travel to those countries, nor has their family been able to travel here without pretty heavy, hectic, complicated, confusing quarantine rules and more, yet it seems like we're just rolling out a bit of a red carpet for professional athletes to come here and do their thing. And I wonder what the feeling is. I feel like I'm kind of sitting on a fence. I feel like I love the fact that there are pro sports that are being played here. I love the fact that our teams get to be playing back in their own stadiums. I love the fact that I get to watch sports because it's a great way to just pass time and forget my troubles for a couple hours. But I don't like the fact that it feels like, just like we talked about those billionaire space travelers, that we seem to have some billionaire non-quarantiners, or what are they calling, alternative quarantiners, if you will. Michelle?
I'm kind of with you. I do recognize the fact that the return of sports, while not especially meaningful for me, all the same, it does feel like a sign of normalcy, just knowing that this is happening on some level. And I'm sure for a lot of people, this is a hugely reassuring thing. But you raise an extremely good point, and I think what it boils down to is the fact that if Johnny Random doesn't get to see his family, there's no economic interest there. There's no economic benefit to a city, to a corporation, to potentially even a country. Mm-hmm. So therefore, poor Johnny has to stay home and not see his family. And that is troubling. But it's also not that new. The red carpet treatment for athletes is far from new. If you're talking about the disproportionate welcome they're receiving now, why don't we talk about the disproportionate salaries a lot of them receive and a few other issues at the same time? So it's in keeping, I think, with the culture we've come to expect. And I do see that it for many people, it probably offers a much needed lift. Is it the greatest thing ever for society as a whole? I'm leaving the ellipsis there on purpose.
I love Johnny Random, by the way. I don't think I've heard Johnny Random before. I love that. Megan, full disclosure, you're going to a Blue Jays game soon, aren't you?
Wednesday.
Of course she is.
7:07, Cleveland Indians. I don't
She's
think
already,
the seats are going
the Cleveland,
to have
the Cleveland
view.
What, Megan?
Oh, sorry. Well, that's what they said on the thing.
That's
the
what
ticket.
It says on the ticket, yes, unfortunately. Yeah. They did not go the route of the Washington football team.
No. Yeah, the Jerry Howarth, yeah.
Although they have removed some the of the logo. Some of their logo has changed. Yep. The mascot's changed, but they still haven't figured out how to drop the name yet. So we'll do that for them. The Blue Jays will be playing Cleveland. How comfortable are you with what you know are going to be the protocols in place?
I'm fairly comfortable with it. I think there's been a good balance struck. And I think it'll be very interesting to watch even things like the concession stand, which, full disclosure, I don't typically go to because I have a budget. But food will be coming prepackaged. And so I think it's going to be interesting seeing how, like, basic things that you expect at the ballpark will be changed. They say the Toronto Blue Jays say on their website in their list of health and safety protocols that there will be no, like, you have to stay in your seat the entire time. That I'm really curious about if that actually happens. And can that happen? So is the seventh inning stretch still going to exist? I do not know. I would like to know.
I think you kind of stay in place, right? But I'm interested how do bathroom breaks work?
Right. Yeah, things like that. I know the bathrooms will have designated in, out. They'll just be borrowing from the traffic measures that we've seen all throughout the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the one thing I know about having been a Blue Jays season ticket holder in the past is their policy that they allow you to bring in outside food. So if you are budget conscious the way we are, you can bring in much, much cheaper food and not have to pay the crazy concession prices.
Rather wild prices.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like $11 beers, $8 hot dogs. No, thanks. Not really. No. I'm with you, Megan. I'm really anxious to get to a Blue Jays game and see a live sporting event with other fans. Like, I've been working hockey games, but there have been no fans. So I've got my sports fix, but I haven't got my crowd fix, being there with other people, and especially with baseball, because it's such a social game for when it comes to sports. Like, you get a chance to converse, you get a chance to talk, and really have an interesting time. So I'm looking forward to that. Listen, thank you very much to both of you for being here and kicking these topics around with me. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to both of you next week.
Same to everyone. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
There goes Michelle McQuigg, editor at the Canadian Press, and our accessibility reporter here at AMI, Megan Gilmore, joining me for our news panel. Hour two of Now with Dave Brown is just around the corner. We got lots of ground to cover, and that includes a visit from Greg David and from Michael McNeely. So stick around. It's all coming up next here on Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.